From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Full House by Shelley Singer. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, Full House. If I half-closed my eyes, I could pretend it was a movie set. These were Vikings swarming all over the hull of a ship they were building so they could loot England or discover America before Columbus got there. The dark-haired guy was Tony Curtis, the blonde was Kirk Douglas. But I couldn't maintain the illusion. I had to open my eyes or risk tripping over the strewn building materials. This was the semi-vacant lot on the corner of my block, and I was there on a mission I could have lived without. I had to tell the Vikings they were making too much noise. This particular lot had been the site of disputes for years. Zoning hassles, permit fights, the owner kept trying to sell it, once to a fast food chain, once to a less than reputable church. And the neighbors, who wanted nothing but low-density, high-priced housing, kept stopping him. Now the owner, in a fit of despair and possibly in the spirit of revenge, had rented it to some people for what was supposed to be a temporary building project. Back in foggy July, when they'd started, my neighbor Rico had asked them what they were working on. "A ship," they told him, but nobody believed that. Rico, a 76-year-old patriarch who spoke just enough English to pick up and relay slightly skewed local news, must have gotten it wrong. A ship, several miles from San Francisco Bay in the middle of the North Oakland flatlands. Now, in hot September, they were far enough along, so you could see he hadn't gotten it wrong. It was a ship. At least 150 feet long and 40 feet wide, on a vacant city lot.